Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June the 27th. Joining us this morning, stranger Virginia Bass.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and where's your horse, baby?
Yeah. I've seen you often in the last several months, usually by where you live. I drive
by. Oh, okay. Well, it's better than a phrase I was thinking of, and that's okay.
All right. Speaking of phrases.
Our phrase this morning, why do we say it? Today's word is Adam's apple. How did the voice box of the throat come to be called an Adam's apple? Any idea?
It must be something to do with Adam and Eve and the, you know, grabbing that apple and taking a bite was a bad thing, and somehow it ended up signified with that men get apples stuck in their throat. I don't know.
All right. The term is an allusion to the story of the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
Supposedly a piece of the forbidden fruit stuck in Adam's throat and created his Adam's apple. But women have them also.
Ours are just smaller pieces?
I guess.
All right, well, there you go.
Pretty darn close for a shot in the dark, huh?
Yeah, especially since I'm, you know, sleep deprived for the last many months.
Well, you know, it's good for you, right? Isn't that what they say? If it doesn't kill you, it's good for you? I don't buy into that 100%.
No, you see what I look like right now. I need recovery time.
So what's been going on the last little bit other than the electioneering?
There was nothing other than electioneering. When was my last appearance?
Probably February, March. Maybe
before, because the people announced early.
Right.
So, that does take a lot of time. And, during the elections, you still have to keep up with the rest of your work as best you can. Unfortunately,
you had a budget?
Budget.
As an example.
Emails. So. I mean, there's some emails. I'm apologizing profusely right now if anyone's listening. If you sent me an email.
What do you mean if anyone's listening?
Oh, I mean, no, let me rephrase that. Some of you that are listening may have sent an email left a message, and if I did not get back to you, I am truly sorry, but there's a time where it becomes.
Is there an expectation that every email is going to get a reply?
I believe so. And, you know, people want phone calls.
Another reason for me not to be a politician then.
Well, and I think the hard thing with emails too is it's not just that you reply. It's then it comes back.
It's dialogue at that
point. Yeah. And I prefer meeting, often I'll just say, hey, can we just get a cup of coffee? Let's just talk.
Or what's your phone number and I'll give you a call.
Yeah. Well, and even phone calls. I like face-to-face. I have the one thing, you know, with this election, I have to say that was different is I've had a lot of people that actually I've talked to who in the past would have never been suspected or expected to be supporters, but once they
affected
actually,
might be a good word.
Huh?
Affected enough to be a supporter.
but you know, I think there's something to getting to know someone in person versus what you hear, because campaigns. I think the folks I ran against were pretty respectful. They were respectful, you know. But what happens is you have supporters that kind of go rogue. There's some of that, but then campaigns, it's just people hear something and they believe it, but until you actually talk to the person, you know, something said about, you don't really know. And so we call those, well, I can't say this on air, I guess, or maybe I can. Well, how about when Hades freezes over moments, you know, where you're just going,
really?
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of like, we may not agree on X, Y, and Z, but I've seen you work really hard on this, and I know you work hard, and I know I care for you. I want to support you. And just like, so those are the fun moments.
Yeah, the surprise, the pleasant surprises.
So anyway.
But biz continues.
Yeah,
and that's been one of the challenges I think a lot of us have, and I'm probably out in front on this one as much as anything, is that if you are a supervisor or a public official, okay, and now there's a campaign, and you could be running for an incumbent position. Mm-hmm. You could be running for something entirely different. Doesn't matter. This one used to get a couple of your predecessors really fired up. Say, well, either take a leave of absence, or only do it after hours. Because if you're campaigning at 2 in the afternoon, That's pay time. That's
no. There's I will.
Okay, apparently I'll add another one to the list here.
The way I see it is, we do effectively are on call, so to speak, 7 days a week, 20, maybe not 24/7.
Like a business owner. Yeah, okay.
And so if you're doing something at 2 o'clock, but then you're going to, three evening events that week that have something to do with work. So I think, but there's a balance. And, for me, I'm pretty...
I guess the temptation from the outside looking in would be that it becomes all-consuming. Yeah. And obviously it does at some point. Well, if it's all-consuming, then the basic stuff gets ignored or delegated off or...
If there's no one to delegate it to.
Or your vote, then instead of being 1/20th, becomes 1/4 for the other four.
I think some of that dynamic. I think it depends on who's in office.
Well, sure.
People are going, why did you start so early? And it says, well, the earlier you start campaigning, the less of what you're talking about do you have to be missing.
It's spread out over more time.
Yeah. So it is hard. And then when you have extra duties, like for me with the California State Association of Counties.
Yeah, good timing, by the way. I want to add that, next year would have been a little bit easier last year.
Yeah.
I had to do it. Yeah, good move.
I know. I did not want to have that moment that happened a couple of years ago with a supervisor from San Diego County who found out he lost.
Wasn't Jim Worthen going to be the...
Oh, that's right. Yes.
How do I remember this old-timey stuff and you don't when it was your game?
I remembered that, but I see it on the state level. A couple of years ago, the guy from San Diego was going to be sworn in, and we go to the conference, which is in November. His race was very close. The day before he would have been sworn in, he found out he lost. And I would not have been as gracious as he was.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. What are you looking around at?
Your office, just checking to see if anything changed.
Oh, no. But inertia's... Actually, there's stuff, but it's behind all the equipment racks, so you'll never... You won't appreciate all of the heavy lifting I've been doing. Yeah, never mind.
And actually, I have to say, it's been hard to keep track of what day it is for the last couple months.
Well, reality is a different... is defined differently at that point, I would think.
Well, then you have amazing thing. Like, after the election, I have to say, my stepdaughter Molly graduated from UCLA the next weekend. And this last weekend, my youngest son married an amazing young lady 3.5 hours away. It was quite, you get, today going, what happened to June?
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's what happened to 2016. I mean, we want to get serious here.
I know.
I had some of that stuff. But I suppose that's more of a reflection of the activity level, too. And as things start to normalize, they're really not going to normalize for you for another year and a half, right?
Yeah, with everything else going on. Yeah.
So how are you preparing yourself to be able to go, okay, and not either lose it or do half shrift on a lot of the work?
I think, I don't know if it's just having experience in a lot of different things. As a business person owning your own business, you know kind of what it's like. It's the same kind of shifting of priorities and things and your kids, and you have to figure out how you're going to make it all work. In the case of during the election.
Now, marrying off kids is a good move.
That
to try to clear the table a little bit.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, though. But even just trying to do, like, during the election season, where there were events to go to or meetings out of town, I tried to be, how do I say it? If I was out of town, I tried to make it appear that I was not out of town. I mean, I was on the email all the time, making my phone calls, still doing the work I needed to do, not missing meetings. I actually had the opportunity. There was this conference in Sun Valley, Idaho. I've never been there. I would love to have gone, but the reality of an election is you don't get to do those fun things you may want to do, because this is a job, and you also are taking care of what you need to do in your community as part of your job. So, but
isn't that a reference that's made for any training, convention, getaway, whatever it is? It's like, okay, can I take the time now? Is this the best use of my time? Is this the highest priority? Is the county going to benefit more from me being here or being out of town?
Well, and that's part of it. I mean, obviously, with a vacation, if you get one of whatever those things are, the county probably does benefit actually quite a bit if you come back with a refreshed mind.
Or focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, isn't that why you guys take half of August off?
Yeah, I think that's the theory, but I think for me...
Or at least you don't have the agendas to wade through.
Right, and what that is for me is that's when I clean the office, get rid of what's been collecting and the stuff that they can go. I'm a pack rat, and there's nothing better than just hearing that shredding sound of... kind of makes you feel, you know, you can't, because you can't set them on fire in your office, but...
That's probably frowned upon, isn't it?
I have not tried it yet.
No.
Rex might have, but...
Yeah. Yeah, that was the smoke coming down. It wasn't a barbecue. It was yeah.
I do have to thank him. He did the barbecue, and he officiated at my son's wedding.
Oh, geez, he was Pastor Rex?
He was Reverend Rex, I'm calling
Reverend
him.
Rex, okay.
Yeah, it all went well, though.
Yeah, what? 1 week into it, they're still together, huh?
So there's a lot of challenging scheduling going on. And
so how long does it take to get back to quasi-normal? September 1st?
Quasi.
A couple months to catch up and process through and to kind of get stride then?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, even though we've been having all the meetings, all of this and all that, it does, it kind of gives an opportunity to go back and say, okay, what have I... maybe not paid the attention to the fullest extent that I need to get back involved in. Like tonight I get to go, there are meetings that I'm getting to go to that I've had to have my alternates go to in the past because there was election stuff going on and I was not able to be there. And so now it's like, okay, getting back into the swing of my regularly scheduled extra night meetings.
Now my question at that point would be, all right, so they've survived without me for 5 months, 6 months, 2 months, whatever.
Actually,
it is.
Actually, they probably thrived without me.
Do I gotta?
Oh, you know.
I mean, is the alternate, okay, if the alternate wants to go.
Yeah, I mean.
Great, that's one less thing you got to mess with as you're trying to catch up to speed. And okay, maybe you pop in 2-3 times a year, but you're not there at each of the meetings.
Yeah, there is truth to that. I know with some of them. One in particular, my REDEC meetings, it's been hard to get to because they've been in the evenings when there are the forums and the stuff we had to go to. And so I figured I'd...
I heard the sigh.
So I thought, okay, if I can give my alternate... I mean, would I seriously rather go home and actually probably go to sleep? But, all right.
Yeah.
Because that's
been one of the things I think that I see that ties you guys up is all these various appointment committees, and you're the first or the second. Well, if you're the second, you still have to stay up to speed. You still have to be able to be knowledgeable so that if you do have to pinch hit for somebody, you're not sitting there like a bump. You're contributing, or if there's, at least there's a vote, you're not hurting the perspective that you're representing. Okay, but why have double time? Why not just everybody is the prime, and if they're not available to do it, then they're not there at that meeting. And if they're not there 2 or 3 times in a row, we choose somebody else and we rotate. Why so complicated?
Well, I think it depends what groups we're talking about. you know, there's certain ones that are important to be there. So, but, you know, we could go through and look at that list. But I do want to talk about something else election-wise when we come back.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, American Ag, and Lolita Cheese. One of the things I would suspect on the campaign trail, for me, it's the one part I would not like to do, and it's the one part that you guys love to do, door-to-door. I can't think of anything more frustrating because I tend not to be as brief and conversing as others are, believe
what?
It or not.
What?
So I would probably end up taking people's time, or I would get bored because I'd be saying the same thing over and over and over, and I would start to zone out, and that's not fair to the other folks. I would rather have community meat burning, come on by, let's, you know, and free food tends to get people out too.
It's funny. I do love certain aspects of door-to-door because you meet some great people. But I also, every day, I would have a burning in the pit of my stomach because you don't know who you're going to meet. Most people are pretty nice, even if they don't support you. They will be kind. And but there are people. I mean, one time I actually had someone come out of the house and they were hitting on me with their fists. That was not this time.
Oh, really? Physical confrontation?
Yes. There's more to the story. I mean, it's just I learned more later that this person had a few maybe potential issues, and it was not
so
personal.
So it wasn't an old schoolmate.
No, but so, you know, and you walk into some really, Richard Marks and I used to do a lot of door-to-door together, and the stories that we could pull together after all these years, we could write a book on some of what you walk into. But most people are very nice. A lot of people want to invite you in. And you don't get bored. You know, you might always start out with the same sentence, but it's amazing how many different conversations will go somewhere. But you do what you can. Some people don't like what you say, and that's okay. I ran into someone the other day that said, you know, you talked to my friend so-and-so while you were doing door-to-door, and he was not ever going to vote for you, but you guys talked about a subject that was important to him, and he voted for you. And it's like, so sometimes even someone who you think there's no connection. I did get thrown off a porch years ago when my son was on his first deployment as a Marine. That was probably the worst one I had because they threw me off the porch because he was a Marine. That one, I still remember
That one's not on you, obviously.
Oh, no, that was. But that's the one that I remember the most as being bad. But you know, in the door-to-door, we offered to have people come out. People who are running for election, we say, come on out with us. Do some door-to-door. Learn what it's like. One poor young lady who lives not too far down from your station here went out, and she was really excited. Did a couple days, and then she ran into a house that...
An anti?
Oh, way anti. And she said she'll never do it again. I mean, so you have to... It's you got to be a certain personality. But, you know, that's the one thing. And earlier before we went to the break, and I talked about wanting to talk about something. That's kind of repetitive.
You're getting
there. And I don't want to sound like I'm lecturing, but if I ever hear anybody say it's in the bag again, I will probably
Isn't that like a drinking phrase?
In the bag. Well, it could be. There was that too. Yes. But you know, there's just such a danger in people believing that things are a done deal. And, you know, we've seen that the election turnout was not real high. I can't tell you the number of people I had to drag someone, I want to say, I don't want to give anything away of who it was.
Kicking and screaming, you know, that's nice and generic.
At quarter to eight that night to vote, people are still had their absentee ballots on their counters after the election. And when they go, well, you didn't need my vote, it's like we can see after, you know, how close it is in the 5th District, that those votes do count because...
Yeah, when the low turnout is a low turnout, everything's compounded.
Well, and when people think it's not important that you don't need their vote, if enough people think that... I'll tell you, I won't give you the name of who it was, but there's a story...
So apparently I know them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But this wasn't recently, but apparently there is a race for school board or the office, not... And supervisor,
more of
city
a secondary
council.
Tier, yeah.
And a person lost by one vote, and you know that's the tough way to go, one vote. And apparently, they had a family dinner somewhere a little afterwards, and
I know where this is going.
A couple family members were like, "Hey, so when's the election?" And it's like, "Well, it was a couple weeks ago, and I lost by one vote." And they didn't vote. You know, I mean, that had to be the most awkward holiday dinner you could ever have.
Well, you've heard of food fights before. It just had a different reason.
Well, you know, and this I'll give, maybe I shouldn't say this on air, but when you have a campaign committee, you have the ability to get the election data. You pay for it. And it doesn't tell you how people voted, right? But it keeps track of years out of how if people's and someone's voted in an election, right? So another really uncomfortable moment is when someone said, I voted for you, and you have the data, and you say, that's funny, you might want to talk to the elections office because it didn't show up.
Or people believe they did, like absentee, and maybe you put it in the mailbox, maybe it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
And that's, we will pontificate
you
in a moment.
You did though, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. I can find out.
Yeah, I got the little circly thing.
That doesn't mean anything.
Dale Bridges was there, and I gave him a hard time.
Good. Well, you had to. Someone
and
has to give Dale a hard
they
time.
Changed the voting place again.
That confused people. We people did not know. Like when they closed Zane down, was that where you were?
No, we were at Marshall. We ended up down at the other end of Booner. Down at the church there below the...
Yeah, so that was a real confusion for a lot of people.
Yeah,
people
Zane was going to Marshall, and then Marshall got kicked out.
Yeah. No, but that actually was a big problem.
Just because it was printed on the sample ballot.
But you know who...
Found that one out later.
Who keeps the sample ballot? You know, I mean, I already knew...
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning. Victorious Virginia Bass.
I thought you were going to call me Victoria, because that happens too, but yes,
really?
Victorious. Oh yeah, I get called Veronica and Victoria.
I've seen you in the Veronica catalog.
Veronica is like...
Or is that the cartoon?
That's the cartoon. Yeah, that's the Archies. I used to love that. So.
Yeah, Ange does too.
Yes.
What was the biggest lesson this go-around that you got from going door-to-door? Was there any one idea that somebody said, hey, why not blank?
Well, you know, many of the issues that were raised were pretty much what we would all expect, given. And I'm going, what was... I'm sure there were some takeaways, and there were some good ideas, but my brain is not really yet up to full functioning as far as pulling those pieces out. But, you know, you do find out, even if it's not necessarily an idea, someone will bring up issues that you haven't thought about. And I'll try to think of some before I come back next time. But
okay. But
they're like, you go, oh, you know, nobody else has said that, but it makes sense
terminology brings it in from another angle, and all of a sudden, click, click, click. Yeah,
yeah. There's just, but met some.
I would think
people.
Marijuana code enforcement or marijuana roads.
Yeah, marijuana.
Public safety. Bums.
Homeless,
that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I think what a lot of people, or many people now, are actually seeing that a lot of that is really interrelated. Because I would be asked on all these surveys that we'd have to do, what is the biggest issue? And it's like,
what?
Maybe I'm wrong, I'd say, but you can't separate and take one piece of all of what we've got that needs to be focused on and call it the biggest, because it is, so much of it is just intertwined.
Well, it's like the top five, and then the positions kind of rotate.
Yeah, it's cyclical. And I did, before the election started, I actually started doing door-to-door about a year ahead of time with, I'd go in, I'd just do neighborhood canvassing on what do you think the issues are, and ask people to send in cards. And I was really surprised, and that's actually what I should look at. I was surprised at, I expected certain things to be always number one. Like, I'm thinking homelessness would be the, it was just really interesting that there was not a clear number one. Many of them were related, you know, homelessness, addiction, mental health. But then there are other things that people brought up that to them was the biggest issue was cannabis or
the duck pond.
Permit, yeah.
Something way off, yeah.
And you go, okay, so, and then I haven't been able to do this recently, but I was able to write back to everybody saying thank you, you know, for filling this out, and I didn't realize that this is an issue that maybe needs more attention. So I think that's part of it is.
Do you still have those cards?
Yeah, I do.
It would be interesting if you get some, you know, an intern or high school kid, some, tabulate them all.
Yeah.
See if your impression
is accurate.
Is
yeah.
What was, or maybe there's some things in there that fine-tune something.
Well, and what is nice about those cards, the way I have them, and Lane over at Times Printing, you know, they're on file there. I can use those probably through the next several years and check. And, you know, different neighborhoods.
Issues aren't going to go away.
No, but, you know, you find out certain neighborhoods, mail break-ins are the biggest issue. Like,
oh, those darn guys.
Is that you?
M-A-L-E-S. Thanks for coming by.
Sorry.
We'll talk about it next time. See you, everybody.
Good grief. Bye.